said the pishtevas already because the light of the soil they are broken through the board. Since Pishto Leiden is growing early, and the soil was also already with a big thing. והחיטה והקוסמס לא ידוקו כי אף היא לא יסיינו. But the חיטה and the קוסמס is there very not broken since they are אפילוס. So Rashi talks, what does it mean אפילוס? He says אפילוס means they are late in the year. We know from the Torah that soirim grow before חיטים. On Pesach we bring a mincha chadosha from soirim and shvuas from חיטים. Soirim are earlier, chitim are late. So what if they are late? A hard sin breaks when the borot falls on it. But little thing which isn't hard only has to bow, but it won't break. This is the pshat of the pasuk, says Rashi. Afterwards, says Rashi, v'yesh merabu yisaynu cholkim on that. There are some of our rabbis who have another opinion. They don't accept this pirush. V'darshu ki afilo yisaynu pil'ei plo oznasu. It was a wonder of wonders that the chita v'kusem is very not broken. So there are three kashyas of the pirush of v'yesh merabu yisaynu. First of all, the word afil comes not many times, but sometimes in Shas, it always means late thing. So why don't they accept here the first pirush, which says that chita is late? Especially as we have already said that chita is always later than soir. So this pirush seems very reasonable. And the second thing, it's also reasonable that the hard thing won't be break and the thing which isn't hard won't break. It's also sensible. And third, if they want to darshan a phileis meloshen plois, it's wonders, but why pile plois? It's enough to say plois masuvel. Why do they say pile plois masuvel? So perhaps we may explain this way. All the wonders of Mitzrayim, all the 10 makas, came not just to punish Paro and the Mitzrayim, but they came to teach us that there is no nature in the world, that everything goes according to his will, not according to any other law. The Ramban talks about it at the end of the makas. He says, from these 10 makas, the terrible makas which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted on the Mitzrayim, one has to learn to other things. That everything which happens in this world is not by chance or by nature, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. כי כל מעשינו, מקרינו, אין בהם טבע ולא עם מנהוגה של עולם כלום. There is no nature, it's not so it's regular. But only if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it is so, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it is otherwise. When Jews keep the Torah and they keep Shemitah, there is a blessing in the field. And when they don't keep the Torah, there is no blessing in the field. When they give Maaser as they should give, there is a blessing. And when they don't give Maaser, there is no blessing. That's the real nature. We would say that's unnatural, but the unnatural is nature, according to Ramban. So he would say that the rings in Mitzrayim, they are no power for special equality. The reason which Rashi gives in the first pirush that chita v'kusemet were late, so were weak, and therefore they didn't break, is very nice, but it's Rabbi, the world is so. It is true. But all the Makkas come to show us that it doesn't go according to natural order. It is unnatural, so it's no reason that they are late, that they shouldn't break. Therefore, they explain that they accept Rashi that the figures is late. But still, it means Philip Bloys that inside, that there were an exception in the nest. The nest was that everything broke through the board, and the pinnae plus was that they remained on the natural way and didn't break. Therefore, it's pinnae plus, the nest inside the nest. The Pasuk in Tilim says about the Borod and the Arbe, Vayach b'Borod Gafnam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu broke the Gefen of Mitzrayim with the Borod, ושיקמו יסון בחנמל. אז השיקמו of Mitzrayim is a very strong tree. He broke through the חנמל. The Pasuk says that the חנמל is the Arbe. Why does the Pasuk say that Gefen broke through the Borod, and the Shikmo through the חנמל and not vice versa? Because the Novi Yechezkel says that Gefen is the weakest of all the trees. So Gefen naturally could not break through the board. And Rashi said about the Chita v'Kosemes, it could bow without breaking. And the Kashmur made that even the Gefen was broken by the board. And the Chanomal, the Arbe, on the contrary, the Chanomal is such a little creature, it can't break the hard things. And Shikma, in Yeshaya, it says that Shikma is a very strong tree, the strongest in Egypt. So even those little creatures, the Arbe could break the Shikma. Because everything goes here not according to the natural law, but according to the unnatural. To show that there is no nature. That what we see as nature is only because the Keshbuch wants it usually to happen. We talked about it already once, I believe, that it's easier for us if there is a natural order, how to cook and how to eat and so on. But the truth is that the Keshbuch makes things happen, and nobody can make things happen. Only the Keshbuch does it. The Rambam speaks here so strong. Ein la'adam chelik b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has no part in Torah, in Jewish Torah, if he thinks that there is nature, that there are nature laws. He must accept, if he wants to be an observant Jew, he must accept that everything happens only because of Hashem who wanted this special creature to be thus or otherwise. On Shabbos, we mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The halacha is that you have to mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. We say that the Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we don't make special things to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Mitzrayim on Shabbos. This we do on Seder night, but not on Shabbos. But the Nisim of the man, we mention on Shabbos, we make three sudas because in the man it says three times ichlu ayoyim, three times ayoyim, ichlu ayoyim ki Shabbos ayoyim la'ashem ayoyim lo'esim tzu basode. We take lechem mishne because on Friday there was double bread for man, the devil. We cover the bread because the man was covered from above and from that, it was covered, therefore we covered the chalice. So we mention the Nisim of the man, we don't mention especially the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Why is it? Perhaps not may so. The Nisim of Mitzrayim, we have to show the unnatural. That the Keshbuch can make them, make things go unnatural. Why should he do it? Let us say there goes a parade of soldiers. You don't know who is the commanding officer. If somebody says one should turn to the left and they turn to the left, then you know that he is the commanding officer of this parade. As long as the world goes naturally, people don't see who commands the world. The Kashmuchu says, no, today everything turns, water becomes blood, and blood becomes water, and so on. Then we see who is commanding the universe. This is Pesach, the Nisim of Mitzrayim, to show the unnatural. But the man is also unnatural, but it shows the natural order in the world. What were the commands of the man? Each al geiser mimenu ad boika. Nobody should leave from the man from today for tomorrow. Why? Because they have to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for everybody his man. And everybody has enough. If he needs two breads, he will have two breads. And if he needs more, he will have more. This is a mess, which was in the midbar, that everyone had just oimer and gulgoyles. But it shows the natural way of life, that everyone has what he needs. Not always do all need the same quantity, therefore we don't always see this mess, that everybody has the same portion of man. But we have to know that everybody has his own portion. It may be great or little, he has his own portion. Later, the Lord says that on Shabbos you shouldn't go to seek man, and the two Roshayim go to Sivavir, and the Kashmuch is angry with the Jews for it. It's all to teach us the regular order, not the order of Nisim, but the order of the regular, that you must have bitochen in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't prepare what he doesn't want you to prepare. If you will prepare, it will be mayarum tomei vayivash. It won't help you, the preparing. There is no... Bituach for tomorrow, v'chama shemesh v'nomas, what you need from today for tomorrow won't help you. This is the prayer of the man. We have to remember this prayer. Therefore, on Shabbos, we put special. Dogish on the Nisim of the man, not on the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Because the man is the Shabbos comes from the natural world, from the regular world. The Yomim Tovim come from the Nisim, from the irregular world, from the unnatural. Therefore we have Yomim Tovim. But Shabbos comes from the natural way of leading the universe. Chazal say, "Kolayim rahalim lagoni b'cholayim, rahalim b'cholayim, rahalim b'charef ugadif." That if one says every day halal, it's not the covet of the rebellion. He wants to show covet, but it's the opposite of covet. Why is it not so bad in saying halal every day? So one of the explanations which I heard is that if you say that halal be said with the anisim, when things go on the better way, not on the natural way. But we want to show that the Kashmir can lead the world without anisim. If he says every day halal, he shows us if the Kashmir can lead the world only with anisim. And we have to know and to show that the Kashmir can leads the world in whichever way he wants. If he made Nisim in Mitzrayim, it was because we needed Nisim, not because he needed Nisim to take us out of Egypt. Could in one night or day say, go out of Egypt, and we would go out of Egypt. And Hashem wanted us to learn that he leads the world, but we have to remember that he can lead the world without this also, therefore not to say always Hallelujah God. The Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which we say, what has it to do with Shabbos? It doesn't talk about Isur Melocha, only if I want to say a Remez perhaps, because it begins with Toim Lehoidus. The Rosh Hashanah of Toim Lehoidus is Lamentes Melochas. But otherwise, it doesn't talk about Isur Melocha, it doesn't talk about Korban Musaf, doesn't talk about Shabbos Sudas, about Kiddush, nothing which in our regular thought belongs to Shabbos. So why is it the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? Then the Gemara says Mizmor Shir Ne'osid Lamed L'Yom Shekulo HaShabbos. But perhaps one may say another explanation also, because in Gemara this is a Machlekes, whether it's L'Yom Shekulo HaShabbos. Perhaps one may say another explanation also. It goes about the man, because the Torah says that the man is the Raya, Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lachem HaShabbos. The man is the prophet, is the Raya that the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose the Shabbos as a holy day. When we look about the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, it can be explained as talking about the man. Le'agin b'boik l'chastecha. In the morning you see the big chesed, the midbar is full of mud, everywhere there is mud. At night you have to be in my mind that tomorrow will also be mud, not to leave anything for tomorrow. 40 years the Jews had to make every night, or almost every night, b'dikas chometz, to see that nothing remains from the mud for tomorrow. When the Roshoyim go out to find, when the Roshoyim try to need man from today for tomorrow, Kemo Esav, it didn't hold, it was like a ras. Vayorum Teloy Vayimash. Vayotzi to compare Vayorum, when the Roshoyim went out to look for man on Shabbos, They didn't find any man. The end of these two Roshim was the Yisham Namadei Ad. They went into the house with Korach together. But which man remained for the generations? Shulim Beveis Hashem, the man which Aaron put, according to the order of Moshe Rabbeinu, put in the Mishkan, this man remained forever. What has its place in the Mikdash, in the Kedusha, this holds forever. This is the lesson of the man for the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which we say, because the man is the anus of Shabbos. Man should teach us, as the man says, that the Ishtadlus doesn't help. God tries to take more than he should take. He thinks perhaps it's not enough. He takes a little bit more, a little bit more. And at the end, he has just the same quantity as the Shochan who didn't take all this trouble. All had the same quantity for everybody. People with many children did not eat a big quantity could think that they have to take rest, but that Rosh Moshe said the Omer Nagulgolet for a child or for an adult, everybody has the Omer Nagulgolet, no difference. On your shtatlus to add something to what you have, doesn't help you. Nothing will help you. Everything comes just as a Kadosh Baruch Hu did the order in the world. This is the Eidus of the Shabbos of Shabbat. We are in an ordered world. The Hacharitzus Sheker and the Shtatlus Sheker, it's no help to try to do that. To build the world, otherwise to try with all our strengths to change it. What we have to get, we will get, and what we don't have to get, we won't get. We have to be thankful for Kadosh Baruch Hu for all He gives us. And thank him for everything.